head of the La Soufriere monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch, said the team is expected to get all the material in place today to begin establishing monitoring stations.
And in fact, over the last week, it's not that we have not been able to do anything. Yes, we have not been able to put any instrument in the ground as yet, but we have been configuring the instruments. We have been looking at restoring the OEA site. And so with us getting the material today, we can start working on deploying the instruments. We already have the permission of the Richmond Vale Academy. So our plan is to start that installation on Thursday. And hopefully we'll get permission to put in the Fitzhughes site. So that could also be done before the weekend.
Mr. Lynch said arrangements have also been made with a local contractor to facilitate the establishment of the monitoring stations.
Another thing that we also had to do was to arrange for a contractor to help us dig the holes. The instruments that we are putting in this time around are borehole instruments. They have to go down about 20 feet into the ground. So we have arranged with a contractor, Rudy Electrical, to dig the holes for us. Good. So things are slowly falling into place. It's a process, and one do expect delays sometimes. And when you get delays, it's not intentional.
And Mr. Lynch said some aerial surveillance would be necessary to assess all the possible hazards associated with the volcano.
With regards to the helicopter, yes, we need some helicopter support to go to the summit. Safety is a primary concern. It would be useful to get some sort of initial aerial assessment of the crater area to see whether a dome is growing. A dome has been in place to look at the deposits, for example, in the upper reaches of the crater area. These deposits could have an influence on the lahars that will come down over this and the next rainy season, or the next few rainy seasons. Good. So that resource, the helicopter, that is, will help us to do some preliminary mapping of the upper areas of the volcano, and to get an idea as to whether it is safe to go in and restore the monitoring near the summit. Should in case it's not safe to land, we do have a device we call a spider that could be attached to a long steel cable and dropped from the helicopter. So we do have plan A, plan B, and even a plan C. So rest assured that we'll get there.
And that was the head of the La Soufriere monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.